Out. Braylorn, Pioneer Mine.
Well,
what sort of a place was it?
I think I knew more about Pioneer than Braylorn.
Hmm.
Because Lodge Barrett and the doctor there.
Oh, right.
What was his name? They're very good to me. And they had she had an apartment there as being the nurse. And so they invited me up to have a bath, you know. That was so good.
Yes. How big a community was it?
Probably 500 people.
Wow.
Well, I don't know, but
mostly in bunkhouses, yeah. I suppose.
Well, they had their own houses. Had their own houses. The men working had bunkhouses.
Yes.
But the married couples.
Yes. Yes. But how many? How many married couples do you suppose there would be?
At least six married couples.
Six.
Oh. And then the mine
superintendent.
Superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was an office, of course.
So there wouldn't have been many women.
No, wives.
Probably less than 10 women.
It was really very embarrassing because I had to go all this way on the train. And, I just knew Frank from the college days, that was all.
Mm.
And here he was. I couldn't imagine what he looked like, and I'd see on the ferry going to Squamish, I'd see this old cowboy, and I think, gee, I wonder Frank looked like that. I don't know how I imagined he might be looking like anything.
Wow, so you didn't have a clear memory of what he looked like.
Well, I had his picture, but then, yeah. You know, it wasn't quite the same as seeing him in person.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he tripped down these office stairs, and I thought, gee whiz, am I ever lucky he looks blind really.
So how old was he then?
35.
Mm-hmm. And you were 29.
I was 29, and he had a nice bunch of sweet peas ready for me.
Yeah.
In my room in the hotel, and I had this awful drippy nose, just terrible, awful.
Yeah.
And there was a dance on that night, of course, and he was all for taking me and showing me off, you know, to everybody. And I said I couldn't go. So it was quite disappointing. So that was a bad start.
Yeah.
And you know, then you didn't have nice clothes that didn't crush or anything. They all
yes.
crushed badly.
Yes.
So I stuffed the sleeves with tissue paper. But it was just as crushed. And I came to have a purple dress to get married in, I don't know.
Purple?
Made by myself, of course. Purple dress. And they made a remark and said, oh, I thought that was like death. Oh, purple is for death. I thought this was really a bad stuff. But they were very good to us.
Now, Braylorn was a little way down the road,
yes.
So you didn't really go down there much?
No. I just know them down there.
Hmm.
And the first time Cabby's motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. So, you'd ride on the back of the bike. I guess that was your only vehicle, was it?
Sidecar.
Oh, sidecar. Oh.
Dreadfully rocky. Terribly bumpy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terribly bumpy. But still, I don't know, it's so nice to get out. You didn't care about that. But you know, you just have so much money. Very little money.
Mm.
And spend it when you went out, of course. And expect to get a check when you had worked a little bit. And got, you know, into your job again. Well, it was inevitable. Twice they did that. They waited till we got out, spent our money, and then told us that he wasn't working anymore. Twice they did that.
Devastating.
Oh, that was terrible. No, it was very good. He had a job, except for the real bad depression. He had a job all the time. And then he was on half pay.
Well, this was in the 30s, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I heard about that.
So this would have been, if he was, oh, well, if he was 35, this would have been 1936.
Yes.
No, 1934.
Yes,
born in 1899.
Wendy was born in 36, I think.
Oh, yes. So, when you had a day off, or when Frank had a day off, what did you do?
I can't remember having a day off. I can't remember him having a day off. They just worked him so hard. He had to get in all the provisions. He had to order them all.
He was a purchasing agent,
yes.
Was he? Oh.
And he had to see that the cooks behaved. They would go on a
binge?
Binge and drink the vanilla.
Oh.
Here, I'd like you to sit at our table, please.
There were two cooks. And boy, did they have to work hard. Pies and pies and pies they had to make.
Bake all the bread, I suppose.
Bake all the bread and everything. They'd have great big trucks coming in, you know, and bringing up the stuff.
Huh.
And
up early in the morning. So there must have been a mess house then, big mess hall or cafeteria.
Oh yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Once or twice I went down there and had a meal. But you know, those mine workers were so exhausted after their mine, that they were awfully fussy with their food.
Oh, yes.
They'd just take a couple of bites and then it would be thrown away.
Mm.
An awful lot of waste.
Yes. And I think you find that in any bush camp situations, logging, mining. I know the drill crews that used to locate in our camps sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Had nothing but the best. They'd fly in all kinds of amenities that we didn't have.
No. It was a very rough night. Of course, I was by myself most of the time. But I never knew when Frank was going to come home.
So how did you occupy your time all day?
So I made friends with the animals. Frank had a dog, so made friends with that.
Uh-huh.
And then we had wild cats. And then we had kittens, and so we stuck it up about the little place above the front entrance.
Of the cabin?
The camp, yeah. You saw the camp.
The cabin?
Yeah, you saw Eagle's Nest.
I don't have any recollection of it.
Oh, you took me there. Don't you remember? You took me there. Right up on the hill? Took me up to Pioneer. Up to Great Eastern.
Hmm.
And there were some people there and had laundry out and stuff.
Oh. At the cabin?
Right up on the hill.
Was the cabin still there?
Oh, yes, they were living in it.
Oh.
Yeah, the place was all closed down, but they were living in it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting to know if it was still there?
That's what I hoped you'd do when you went.
Right.
I suppose they wouldn't pay anything. They'd just go in and camp. Nobody would say anything.
Hmm. Well, I know they've been selling a number of lots in that area as summer cabins for people.
Really?
Hmm.
That's a good idea.
There's a sort of a vacation community up there now.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a good idea. And of course, Braylon stayed open longer than Pioneer.
Yes.
Well, of course, that Pacific Great Eastern would have been going still, you know, if they found the gold. But they just didn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
It broke right off. Well, they were pretty mean, you know, not to invite me down sometimes into there. They had quite a nice house. Cox, the name was.
Was right. This the superintendent?
Yes.
Hmm.
I don't think she had any friends. I don't know who she would have as a friend.
No, you'd think in that isolated situation, you'd want to make as many contacts as you could, just to stay sane.
Well, he wasn't at all popular either.
No. Well, maybe they purposely stayed aloof because they didn't want to have any conflicts of interest.
Yeah. It was a difficult job. I don't know what's going to happen to Westray.
Cheryl.
Everybody's blaming everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Kayak, I think it was called. Kayak Lake. And that was, thank you, that was halfway down to Seton Lake. And now it's quite a resort.
Yes.
And Catherine may be coming to Whistler for the winter. Catherine Donathan.
Oh.
Yeah. He likes the mining.
Yes, he was interested in it, wasn't he?
Yeah. He had every job there was, I think, in the mining. And he even, you know, had to climb up high ladders to grease the huge machinery.
At Britannia.
The end.
Yes. Yes. That was a lot of effort to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it.
No. That's really how he died, you know. Because he didn't. He went into the hot tub, or whatever you call it, the hot room, where they wash off and everything after coming off duty. And then he didn't put his warm long johns on. So it was really cold weather.
Mm.
And just hurried. He got a cold. Right? Just coming home, he got a cold. But he was on his motorbike. And in the night, He was really ill. He was starting to bleed from the lungs.
Well, that was the heart, though.
He got pneumonia. He got double pneumonia. And,
well, I understood that he had heart problems.
He did have
heart problems. So if he was starting to bleed, wouldn't that have been a leak from his aorta that was beginning to occur? It was beginning to rupture, perhaps.
I don't know. Well, the lungs could bleed, couldn't they? It could come up through your mouth. I don't know. If it got pneumonia.
So he had pneumonia as well as a heart condition.
Well, at that point, they didn't say he had a heart condition. He always had a heart condition, but that wasn't his problem then. It was the pneumonia. And I had to get rid of that. So I called first thing in the morning, and the doctor didn't come until about 2 or 3 hours later. I was really annoyed with that. But anyway, he said, Frank said, you know what I've got? And I said, yes, I do, because he'd had pneumonia before. So he said, that's what it is.
Pneumonia.
Yes. So they got him over that all right. They got him cured of over that. But and they said he could go home, so he did. But he had a heart attack. And he'd been taking these pills all the time, and I didn't know that he was taking pills. He never told me. He had them cached away. So, he had this heart. He couldn't stand to put his back to the chair at all. He was being sick. And,
oh, my gosh.
He was in awful shape. So he said, get my pills quickly, get my pills. So, of course, I went to the cupboard in the bathroom and brought them to him. No, he said, those aren't the ones. So then I went back and I did find the right ones. So, of course, that didn't solve anything, really. Finally, they came. So he said, he could go home after he'd been there about 10 days. That he could go home. And so we bought his clothes and his shoes. He said, I can't wear those shoes. He said, they're too hard on my feet. So we said, and Jill was there, luckily. Did you know that? Jill was there with Brian, her boyfriend at that time. And as a matter of fact, he was one of the partners with the Wanda Fuca property. He and his wife were the partners of that Wanda Fuca property that they had.
Oh.
Yes. So, anyway, of course he wasn't married then. Said he wanted to go home. He didn't want to die in those four walls, but he never made it.
Hmm.
He called me up the next morning and he'd gone.
Hmm.
It's too bad because he was really a very nervous man, I think. You know, he wanted to do well, but he was a very nervous man. Even when we were driving, you know. And he'd say, don't talk to me, don't talk to me, I'm driving. You know, that really put me off. There wasn't a car in sight.
Yes.
And then you could see he was really ill, the way he kept his little room. It was in such an awful mess. I remember that, and we had to clean it up.
Oh,
that was a day. It was pouring with rain. Wasn't that something? And the wind thing broke.
The windshield wiper.
Yes.
Yes.
And you fixed it up. Keep pouring it into the stream. No, it wasn't an easy life, that's for sure. He was awfully good about bringing magazines and books and stuff to read, though. He was a great reader.
Mm.
And he was a smart fellow. What do you think this tea tastes like?
Blackberry and cherry.
Oh. I might have either one of them. Oh, not mixed. The mixed?
Mixed.
Oh, mixed. Well, my windows look lovely, and my carpet.